Friends, roadies, countrymen, and every single listener around the world. This is John Edmund, back with you again, podcasting out from my base in the bush of South Africa. This month, I'm talking about the origins of the Rhodesian forces and how they evolved from a pioneer's escort force. In those days, the pioneers, women were there in the wagons with the first settlers. And although they were not troopers, they often toted guns and rifles during their journey and during the Matabele rebellions of 1893 and 1896. The Second World War broke out in 1939, and Rhodesians answered the call of Great Britain and the Allies. In fact, Rhodesia gave the highest percentage of her population into the armed forces than any other country in the free world. Many of those were killed in action. So back at home in Rhodesia, her first police force, the BSAP, was put under pressure, with many of its members volunteering for military service in World War II. In the year 1941, at the height of the war, the Rhodesian Women's Auxiliary Police Service came into being. No doubt, long before this time, there were women in service in many other parts of the world, in police forces, prison services, the Navy, Air Forces and Army. In most cases, their uniforms had a touch of blue in them, either hats, ties, skirts or blouses. They were often referred to as bluebirds. As time went by, Rhodesia was no different, and women were deployed in all arms of the forces, as well as in other roles like nursing, parachute packing, social services, air traffic control, women's auxiliary, dog handlers, pilots, and also in their private capacity. Although much of the time they wore camouflage, they were really, as I put it in my song, bluebirds. I must add that when my wife Teresa and I moved to the Bushveld as farmers, there was at the time a security problem. We were asked by the officer commanding the local citizen force, called the commando, to join. Me with my past military experience and as a pilot, and Teresa having worked for the army in the past. He asked us to become part of their air wing. This we did, me as a pilot and Teresa as a spotter. At a later stage, after writing a song for the United States 124th Cavalry Regiment, Teresa and I were made honorary members of that regiment. What an honor. Into the bargain, we were invited to their regimental ball in Texas. These days, more and more women are enlisting in all arms of the military forces around the world and have risen to many high positions alongside their menfolk. It's interesting to note, however, that the Soviet Union had battalions of women soldiers and pilots in the First and Second World Wars. But let's go back even further in time. From 1200 BC to 300 AD, there have been many women warriors like Fu Hao in China that led an army of 13,000 soldiers in 1200 BC. Then Tomaris in 530 BC from east of the Caspian Sea that beat and killed Cyrus the Great in a battle. What about a lady called Sinane, the half-sister of Alexander the Great? She fought alongside Alexander around 350 BC. And what about Zenobia, queen of Syria, around 250 AD? She conquered Egypt from the Romans. The list goes on, right up to the year 1429. When a peasant girl called Joan of Arc led a French army defeating the English army that was trying to conquer France. That happened during the Hundred Years' War at a place called Orleans near Paris. The battles between the French and the English carried on, and finally Joan was captured by the English, unfairly tried for heresy, which was a religious belief contrary to Orthodox doctrine. At the time, this was punishable by death. She was burned at the stake in 1431 and later became a martyr. her remains were thrown into the River Seine. Amazingly, Joan was only 19 years old at the time. One thing's for sure, these warrioresses wore armor in those days, not camo or blue uniforms like our bluebirds. In closing, I must tell you that the bluebird, the feathered kind, is a symbol of joy, happiness, and good luck. The song Bluebirds and the album Rhodesian Troopers Legacy are available on all popular music platforms. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel and keep an eye on my website. Till next week, it's au revoir, farewell, tot ziens, salagashle, shalom, and of course, sakanaka.